From workplace to play space, innovating, learning, and changing through dynamic engagement. Written by Pamela Meyer. Narrated by Dana Green. Graphs and charts found in the print edition of this book are available to you as a downloadable PDF. To access this file, please click on the link on the product page where you purchased this title. Thank you. Preface. A few years ago, I was sitting in a faculty meeting at the university where I teach. The meeting hadn't yet started when a former student, whom I hadn't seen in many years, walked in and sat next to me. I was happy to see him, and he shared that since taking my class, he had finished his undergraduate degree, gone on to complete his master's, and, in addition to teaching, as a fellow visiting faculty member, was now living out one of his dreams, working as a volunteer chaplain for the state police. As I was expressing my delight in all that had transpired for him since our first meeting, he interrupted me and said, "Well, it all started with that class I took with you." "Really?" I inquired. "How so?" He pointed down the hall, still remembering the classroom where he learned improvisation. "I found out what kind of man I am in that room." The marathon meeting was starting, and I didn't have time to ask him more about his experience learning improvisation, but his story has stayed with me. Our conversation inspired me to collect and reflect on more stories of such significant and transformative learning, and eventually to do in-depth research on the spaces people create that make room for transformation and innovation. Playspace Research. Over the years, I have witnessed adults' fear of improvisation and creativity transform into excited anticipation and delight at their own and their colleagues' capacity for collaboration, discovery, and playfulness. Adding to the story of my former student, now a teaching colleague, I have heard numerous reports of the ways people's improvisation experience in the facilitated sessions spilled over into other areas of their lives, including the busy professional who reported that she began playing with her 3-year-old first thing in the morning rather than hurrying into the morning routine as she usually had, not because she felt she should, but because she wanted to start the day playing too. The commuter rail traffic manager who was able to avert a head-on train collision within minutes by improvising with his team. The factory worker who set aside the tattered bedtime stories he used.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?